binge drinking. This morning was just like any other, but the day turned out very different. Bella woke up in a new apartment. She had just unpacked the last few boxes the previous night. She had invited all her girlfriends to a party this evening, therefore she got up early and started to make breakfast. She had not bought all the kitchen utensils she needed, so she ate the breakfast over the kitchen sink. Two toasted bread with butter and a cup of coffee. She called a best friend who also was invited for tonight. Bella wanted to get some help shopping. Bella's girlfriend took the phone immediately and said, "Hello, sweetie." "What's going on, dear?" Bella's friend Mary asked. "Can you come over and help me with the preparations for tonight, honey?" Bella sounded a bit stressed. "Sure, honey, I'll be there in 5. 5 minutes later, Mary knocked on Bella's door. Bella locked her in and gave her a big hug. She thanked Mary for coming and told her she was about to go shopping for alcohol and snacks for tonight. The two girls took downtown, found everything they needed, some low-calorie chips and dip. Many alcohol pops. Bella and her girlfriends did not like the taste of beer, so they drank a lot of alcohol pops. They also bought 3 bottles of vodka they could mix with soda. Bella had some pizzas in her freezer they could warm in the oven. At 6 p.m. Bella's friends were coming one by one on pairs. When all was present, Bella opened a champagne bottle and thanked everyone for coming to see her and her new apartment. They toasted and the party was now started. When Bella was with her girlfriend, she always ended up drinking way too much and feeling terrible the next day. But this night, she drank more than she ever had before. At 9 p.m., the pizzas were done and the girls were pleased to get something to eat. Bella's apartment was filled with talk and laughter. It was a very enjoyable evening. It always was when Bella and her friends were partying. When the pizzas were eaten and some more booze drunken, the girls decided to go clubbing. All the girls left the apartment and Bella locked the door. Bella and her friends went to the popular club London. They found a place to sit down and ordered some drinks. The drinks at the club were very colorful, a mix of many alcohol beverages and juice or soda. Bella was in a good mood and was quickly out dancing. She met a very cute guy and they found a place to sit down and talk. Bella lived up to her name. She was a very beautiful girl. Long legs, a gorgeous face and long curly blonde hair. Bella lost the sight of her friends. She was too drunk to notice, and because of the loud music, Bella and the guy went out to get some fresh air. They walked a bit. Bella was very attracted to him. When they could not see the club anymore, they found a bench and sat down to talk. Bella was so drunk she leaned above the guy. She fell asleep. She woke up, but the guy was gone. She had no idea for how long time she had been asleep.